Items are only available at GameDaySpirit.com, so get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Online two or three times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Another storm is coming. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It could be a pretty strong hurricane by the time it hits Florida in the middle of the week.
Michael, a tropical storm growing quickly into a hurricane, prompting quick watches and warnings along Florida's panhandle.
In fact, we think Michael has an opportunity to strengthen quite significantly.
John Cangiolosi at the National Hurricane Center. Michael will also generate storm surge as far south as Tampa Bay as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast.
And then likely moving inland late Wednesday night time periods is the current thinking.
And then a swift bend up to the Carolinas, retaining its tropical cohesion. 26 Florida counties are under states of emergency. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Nobel Prize in Economics is shared by two Americans who've studied economic growth. Yale professor William Nordhaus is honored for his work on how climate change affects the economy. Paul Romer at New York University has written about how ideas function in the world economy. The head of the International Police Agency, Interpol, is under criminal investigation himself, live in London. Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, 3 days after reports emerged that Interpol's president had been reported missing by his wife, prompting an inquiry by police in France where Interpol is headquartered, the Chinese government confirming Meng Hongwei is being investigated for corruption. In addition to his role at the global police body, Meng is also a vice minister for public security in China. It's an unusually high-profile swoop in an ongoing corruption crackdown by President Xi Jinping. Interpol says Meng has resigned. Chris?
Simon, four sisters were among the 20 people killed in a limousine crash in New York State Saturday. Two were pedestrians hit in a parking lot when a limo blew through a T-intersection and hit a parked empty SUV. Everybody in that limousine was killed on their way to a birthday party. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Stock markets overseas are down. Dow futures down 83 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Brett Kavanaugh's on the Supreme Court now, but the founder of an anti-sexual assault movement says Kavanaugh's accuser's bravery should not be ignored.
Tarana Burke is credited with first using the term Me Too to rally sex assault victims in 2006, but high-profile sexual misconduct cases turned a phrase into a movement. Burke said on NBC's Meet the Press that when Christine Blasey Ford came forward with her story in the political arena, it expanded the movement again.
It's been largely focused on Hollywood and on individual bad actors. And I think her coming forward really set the stage for survivors to have a different role in this movement than we've seen over the last year.
Burke says Blasey Ford's courage has led to more women speaking up and telling their stories of abuse. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
At least a dozen people are hurt after someone yelled they heard gunshots at a music festival in Atlanta with the rapper Lil Wayne on stage.
People just started running straight different ways, and like, it was crazy. People started losing their shoes, their phones, wallets.
Police say there's no evidence shots were actually fired. Lil Wayne tweeted that he hoped everybody's safe. At the movies,
Tom Hardy's superhero tale Venom grabbed $80 million for Sony and Marvel.
What the hell are you?
Venom smashed the record for an October opening. The remake of A Star is Born earned an estimated $42.6 million for Warner Brothers.
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
It's the fourth remake of A Star is Born, this time directed by Bradley Cooper and starring Lady Gaga. Smallfoot finished third this weekend, followed by Universal's Night School. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
And I'm Chris Foster. And this is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey. Our news brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingAndAC.com or call them at 352-5400.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student whom police say accidentally caused serious burns to another student by setting a bottle of alcohol on fire could face criminal charges. The News Gazette says the freshman suffered serious leg burns but has since been released from a hospital. It happened September 27th at Kappa Delta Rho fraternity. Police say a 21-year-old student could not ignite shots of Jägermeister and started adding Everclear, then ignited a lighter, and the flame spread into the Everclear bottle. He then tossed the flame-filled bottle, which landed on the 18-year-old's lap. A University of Illinois student was attacked Sunday night on the main quad. The student was not hurt. WCIA says the student was approached by three people on bicycles. They started to yell at the student, then hit him and demanded a cell phone. Bystanders stepped in to help, and the bicyclists left. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's starting to feel like fall at Central Illinois. Football has started. Temps from day to day are getting cooler, and now is a good time to have your furnace inspected with ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400. They serve Champaign, Urbana, and surrounding communities and are proud to support our local high school football teams this fall. ABCHeatingAndAC.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors from Simple to Simply Magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. That humidity is something you could feel this morning. Kind of fog conditions and clouds, but sunshine by this afternoon and a high 87. 67 our low this evening. The winds will pick up, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. 86 the high tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, down to 68 with some rain on Wednesday night. Rainy on Wednesday as things start to switch up. Our high 76, but Thursday's high 58.
Mm.
Right now, the temperature's at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go until Monday. Our friend, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Have you heard a better speech on the Senate floor than Susan Collins in decades?
It was excellent, just excellent. But I woke up this morning absolutely shocked to find that Taylor Swift is endorsing Democrats.
Yeah, that would be Tennessee, and
that's right.
She lost half of her audience.
Okay. I am so shocked at that. I am so shocked at that. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, celebrity stepping forward. Yep. I don't know if they realize that, boy, has that voice minimized. I just don't think there's much. When if somebody like Taylor Swift or anybody comes out now, I don't know what the reaction is. It's another TMZ moment. Well, there's lots of protests. But again, Brett Kavanaugh gets through 50-48. Present by Lisa Murkowski to help her colleague, the Republican, I think from Montana, who had a wedding, giving away his daughter, did not want to fly back to Washington, could have voted, probably would have been 51-49 on the true count. Now, this morning, Eric Holder, former attorney general, has essentially said, well, what credibility could this court possibly have? Has that been the overall goal of the left, to not only get rid of Brett Kavanaugh, to get rid of his nomination, but to eventually delegitimize the thing?
I think that's a very good point, and I heard it raised over the weekend as well. It never occurred to me, but apparently the extreme left of the Democratic Party, if we could even call it the Democratic Party these days, just the extreme left in American life, not only want to delegitimize the presidency, they want to delegitimize the court system as well, which is a shame. our judicial system has been a stalwart of American politics and American jurisprudence for many, many years, and to try to delegitimize it. By the way, it's going to hurt them, too, because if they do delegitimize it and take it down four or five notches, and if they regain the White House and the presidency at some point in the future, it's going to be on their heads as well. So the old adage, be careful what you wish for because you just may get it, might come back to bounce on them as well.
Where does this leave us, Alan?
It's not good. It is not good. It's actually seeping down to the very local level. Here in my little town in Arlington, Texas, we're having some political issues. We always do. But again, I see the hatred and the bellicosity sort of billowing to the top. So what goes on at the top is sort of filtering down, I think, to local elections as well, and that's a shame.
Well, again, I don't know how we put this Pandora back in the box here. I just don't know how we reclaim that the day when you had, you know, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan had a drink, had a little scotch or whatever, talked about stuff. It just isn't the same. I don't know if it started with the Clinton impeachment or when it all happened, but the thing is just, it doesn't feel like we could ever get along again.
I think you're exactly right. I hope that we're both wrong, that somehow the Humpty Dumpty can be put back together again. And it well may. We still have a strong economy, the strongest military in the world. Our institutions are still resilient, but it's being tried. There's no question about that. I see that in my classrooms almost every day, the animosity that comes up in regard to various elections. And I can almost guess by listening to one speaker after another in my classroom exactly what they're going to say, just like I can when I hear a Democrat or Republican in Congress make a comment, and before they even make it and they talk about them, I know exactly what they're going to say or pretty close to it. So a lot of my students are mimicking what they hear in Washington, and that's not good.
Well, I mean, somebody hijacked the Democratic Party, Alan, because John Kennedy would be a Republican today.
He would. His one of his speeches, of course, is that I forgot what it was in regard to foreign policy, but it was pretty bellicose rhetoric, you know. And if he made or somebody made a speech like that today, they'd be called a warmonger, yeah. You know. But President Kennedy was right on the mark during the Cold War at that particular time.
Any hint, Alan Sachs, professor, University of Texas at Arlington, what all this means for the midterms?
I think both political parties, I think, are very energized, and they're going to try to whip up their bases because of this Kavanaugh nomination. I cannot remember where a Supreme Court nomination has been the basis for a major political campaign, but that's exactly what's happening today. And it's not good when we use the court system in order to affect an election. By the way, I've been wrong for many, many years. I used to argue in my classroom that it was wonderful that our federal court system, that they were appointed for life because it took them out of politics. Boy, was I wrong. Mm. Because here in Texas and many other states, we elect our judges. We do not appoint them. We elect them. Mm. And I kept thinking, that's great. That's a great way to do it. It gets them out of politics. Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Alan, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. ESPN 93.5, 713, our friend Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington. State Senator Brady, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie. How are you doing today?
Well, we're fine. Just talking a little midterms and what Brett Kavanaugh means to it all. And does that help down at the state level, fire up Republicans? Because the enthusiasm level has gone from a 68 to an 83 for Republicans feeling they need to vote in the midterm. Probably helps at the state level, doesn't it?
No question that we needed an ounce or a push of enthusiasm. I think there's no question that Kavanaugh helped. Frankly, I think the issue with the investigator general in Chicago and J.B. Pritzker's, his claim that J.B. Pritzker committed tax fraud is also firing up some folks around the state.
Well, what do you think? I mean, it's J.B. Pritzker and Bruce Rauner. Any sense as to how it's going? I don't know how accurate polling is in a state election. What are you feeling? What are you seeing?
Well, no question, Governor Rauner's behind. He had a tough battle with Mike Madigan, and people are disappointed. But I think when people realize that turning the keys over to Chicago Democrats is the option, they'll come back to Bruce Rauner and realize how important it is that we elect he, as well as Republicans in the House and the Senate, to be a stop against Chicago Democratic control.
What happens if J.B. Pritzker wins and Democrats continue to control the Senate and the House in the state of Illinois?
Well, what happens is what J.B. Pritzker's promised will happen, and that is he will raise your taxes. He will put a constitutional amendment on the ballot for a graduated income tax. He will raise taxes and take more money out of the pockets of families and businesses, not just income, but a lot of discussion about infrastructure taxes on the mileage you put on your car. And I think it will hurt Illinois' economy. The last tax increase that the Democrats put in place and then reinstituted a couple of years ago has proven that it has had an adverse effect on Illinois' economy, and that Illinois continues to lag behind its peers, if not every state in the nation, when it comes to economic growth and development. Yet we have more to offer, I believe, than any state in this nation if we just learn to let the private sector and families grow and prosper.
Erica Harold, of course, from Urbana, very interested in that race. Does she have a good chance against Kwame?
Well, I think she does. It's, you know, not coming from Chicago is always difficult in races like this. But she brings a bright perspective. It's going to require that people wake up and energize the base to get out and vote for her. He will have the Chicago machine behind him. And, but I think she does. She's a very, very qualified, attractive candidate, a breath of fresh air, which we could certainly use in Springfield.
You know, I sadly, I've told you this before, I just don't trust Cook County. I just don't. I mean, maybe I'm too cynical, but I think those results will come in late, and frankly, I kind of think they see what they need. Is that too cynical?
Well, it's cynical. Being someone who lost by 30,000 votes for a race for governor, or 15 if you cut it in half, I understand the cynicism. Governor Rauner's done a good job of trying to crack down on voter fraud and making sure that election day politics and shenanigans don't distort the real outcome of the election. So I think we'll continue to do that. But
yeah,
it takes people and volunteers to make sure that that we have election judges in all the right spots, bringing integrity, protecting everyone's value of their vote.
There how many counties in the state? 103?
102.
102, and you won how many for governor?
Nearly 100, I think.
That's what I thought. And what was, don't tell me, Cook County came in late?
Well, it was constantly coming in, let's just say. But
see, that's listen, and I'm sorry, I have no proof. I think the game is rigged. I really do, and it's not fair. No possibility of making north of I-80 the 51st state?
No, I don't think so. I really do believe there's good hope for Illinois in a fairer map, and that's kind of what this election's about.
If you can get it, and
you know that if J.B. Pritzker's elected governor, he'll hand it over to Madigan and Culleton.
Uh-huh. Well,
but if Bruce Rauner's elected governor, he can have an ability to veto that map and hopefully create a possible negotiation on something that's fairer.
Well, listen, Senator, we appreciate, I think I want to hit my head on the wall and be a Republican this
right.
Let me just go ahead and do that right now because that's kind of what it's like. Keep your fight. We appreciate you, Senator. Thanks for always being on.
Good to be with you all. Make sure your listeners get out and vote Republican.
You bet. Thank you, Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington. ESPN 93.5. I'll get you sports headlines here coming up.
Sounds
first,
good.
Check of your weather from Diane Ducey.
It looks cloudy to start and some fog in the low-lying areas, but sunshine by this afternoon and a high 87. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 tomorrow. High 86, low 68. 76 with a 90% chance of rain midweek Wednesday. And that's when we get more fall-like conditions starting Thursday and Friday with a high of 58 down to 40. At night. Right now, the temperature's at 64. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll get you sports headlines. Fighting Illini beat Rutgers. How about that? 38-17. And now set up the homecoming week and the game against Purdue 2:30 on Saturday. 7:20 now in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. Tesla says its Model 3 sedan has received a perfect 5-star rating from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The company claims the car has the lowest probability of injury of all cars the safety agency has ever tested. Walmart is partnering with movie studio MGM. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer will create content for Walmart's Vudu video on demand service. Walmart purchased Vudu in 2010. It currently offers 150,000 titles. Airbus is promoting its second-in-command, Guillaume Faure, for its next chief executive. The Wall Street Journal says he will replace current CEO Tom Enders, who has decided not to stay on after his term expires next year. Stock markets are open on Columbus Day. The bond markets are taking the day off. The Dow dropped 180 on Friday, NASDAQ down 91, S&P lost 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Their music has moved millions.
Money, 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 money.
The world-famous OJs in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30, the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The OJs. Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJs. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
The Atkins Group invites you to an open house to see a one-of-a-kind smart tech community. Visit Clearview North Tuesday, October 9th from 4 to 6 and visit their newly built homes. Free food. Clearview North, October 9th, 4 to 6, next to the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign. Here is your sports headlines now. A little late, Diane Ducey.
Well, we could start with some NFL action. Detroit beat the Packers 31-23. The Bears had a bye week in late game, ended with a 36-yard field goal in overtime with Houston beating Dallas 19-16. And tonight we'll have Washington at New Orleans.
How about
Stevie?
The Carolina? Yeah, we're hoping New Orleans and Drew Brees needs 201 yards to be the all-time passer.
That's right.
But the Carolina kicker tied Tom Dempsey's longest field goal ever. 63-yarder to win the game.
Wow.
And it looked like he could have gone 70. I mean, amazing for the NFL, have a kicker that kicked it 63 yards, and Carolina was down 31-30 and won 33-30.
That's amazing.
That's a crummy loss if you're the New York Giants. Tough one.
We had a record broken. Johanna Bankard's record of 653 blocks. Illinois' senior Ali Bastinelli now has 656 in her career as a center blocker. And Illinois swept Northwestern in three games on Saturday. We had our Illinois soccer team lose to Rutgers in overtime 1-0, but our Illinois football team won to Rutgers. So we got our first Big Ten win since 2016. 38-17 was the final, setting up a nice homecoming 2:30 kick against Purdue. Got some predictions, Stevie?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a must-win against Rutgers. They're not very good at football, and we won the game, and we won it about what we should have done, 38-17, solid victory on the road. First win in 700 days for the Fighting Illini in the Big Ten. It was 700 days between victories in the Big Ten. That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Purdue's coming in, and I think they're 2-3. We're 2-3. But they're regarded as quite a bit better. I think they're coming in as a 10-point favorite.
Okay.
On homecoming in my yard. I think we can compete. I think it'll go well into the second half. And this is the kind of thing we have to do at some point. win this. Then all of a sudden we're beating somebody besides Rutgers. Purdue would be a good win, and people would look up and think, you know what? This could be a bowl year. If we beat Purdue, you're thinking bowl, because if you beat Purdue, you certainly can compete with Minnesota. I think Maryland, probably not Iowa, probably not Wisconsin, and Northwestern, of course, beats Michigan State. I don't think Michigan State's that great. Yeah, I think you compete. This is a better football team. It was, you know, clearly better than last year. So it's great. We're 3-2. We're 1-1 in the Big Ten. We got to win a game we're not really supposed to. That's next.
Speaking of homecoming festivities, El Toro providing the taco bar and margaritas for 10 people. If you'd like to sign up to win, we're giving that away Thursday on ESPN 93.5. Just visit our website, ESPNCU.com.
All right.
On to baseball, yeah, or? Well, okay. Yeah. So we had the Brewers win their series in a sweep over the Rockies. 6-0 was the final recently. And Atlanta beat the Dodgers 6-5, forcing game 4 today around 3:30. LA leads that series 2-1. Houston leading the series 2-0. They've got an early game today against Cleveland. And the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox are tied up at a game apiece. That's early this evening as baseball continues in playoff action.
What I say about hot, you take hot over anything. Milwaukee wins in 3.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the last time the Milwaukee Brewers lost a baseball game.
Right.
But it's been a few weeks.
It has been.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I saw some Brewers fans that were at the Unity game against STM, by the way.
Yeah.
Rockets win.
Rockets 22
won. 22-17. It was a really good game, and it was really nice seeing everybody out and about for homecoming. Afterwards, we had a ceremony for Savannah Day that was very moving. It was probably a couple hundred people with candles and some memories shared by some of her classmates from Unity's class of 2018. So there's services happening early this week, and we're still lifting Savannah Day and her family in our prayers.
Yeah, that was so sad. Train accident with this 18-year-old kid recently graduated from Unity High School. So sad. All right, 727. I don't know if any of you heard Susan Collins on the floor of the Senate. It was incredible. I never heard Susan Collins speak. She's a very, very moderate Republican, but it was a very reasoned back and forth as to why she decided to support Brett Kavanaugh, which is really kind of the key to Brett Kavanaugh getting confirmed. And then Joe Manchin, a Democrat, he crossed over, and the Republicans lost Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. So the vote ended up 50-48. Murkowski voted present because her colleague from Montana was giving away his daughter in a wedding on Saturday, and he had to be in Montana. And he was going to fly back if necessary. Somebody had gotten him a private jet because it was that important, but wasn't necessary. 50-48 is what history will say. And now we move forward, but everybody who is just so beside themselves with anger presumes everything that Christine Ford said is true. You must have the presumption of innocence. And Susan Collins says that. I'm going to play this kind of a montage of what I thought was an extraordinary, extraordinary moment on the Senate floor.
Okay.
It really, really, really was, I thought, well done. So we'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Also, one more pair of Doobie Brother tickets. That's Wednesday night at State Farm Center. Stand by for that as well. Don't miss your chance to win in Friday Freebie coming up October 19. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to participate. Guess the amount of cash or coin picture to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook. Look for the Friday Freebie video or photo. Post your guess. The first person to guess correctly or the closest guess that does not go over, kind of like the Price is Right, wins a $100 digital gift card. That's a week from Friday, Friday Freebie, October 19. For rules, visit Busey.com/150. Busey, your source for exciting giveaways, so much more. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Learn more about what's going on in the community. Get helpful tips, information on managing your finances, and create change through social media fundraising campaigns. Again, don't miss your big chance to win. Connect with Busey, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. Busey, member FDIC.
ESPN 93.5.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
The Atkins Group invites you to an open house to see a one-of-a-kind smart tech community. Visit Clearview North Tuesday, October 9th from 4 to 6 and visit their newly built homes. Free food, Clearview North, October 9th, 4 to 6, next to the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A White House ceremony tonight for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Chief Justice John Roberts with the outgoing, now retired Justice Anthony Kennedy making it official over the weekend after Kavanaugh was confirmed by the Senate by the narrowest of margins. Shortly after that, President Trump celebrated during a rally in Kansas.
Brett Kavanaugh is a man of great character and intellect.
Fox's Blake Berman adding,
President Trump will leave the White House here in a few hours, head to Orlando to speak before a gathering of police chiefs from across the country.
Accompanying him on Air Force One will be Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. This will be their first chance for a long face-to-face since news reports last month Rosenstein had discussed possibly recording the president to expose chaos in the White House. Rosenstein denies those reports. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student was attacked Sunday night on the main quad. The student was not hurt. WCIA says the student was approached by three people on bicycles. They started to yell at the student, then hit him and demanded a cell phone. The mayor of Danville appears to be taking a new job. Scott Eisenhower, who's been the mayor for more than 15 years, looks to be stepping down to take a new role as the administrator for the village of Rantoul. WCIA says the Rantoul Board of Trustees votes tomorrow. A new report says insurance rates are stabilizing on the Affordable Care Act exchange for Illinois. The Journal Star says Jennifer Hammer, the director of the Illinois Department of Insurance, said Illinoisans shopping this fall for health care coverage on the state's online health insurance marketplace for next year will pay the smallest annual rate increases in at least several years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we're starting out with some foggy or misty conditions, but it's becoming partly cloudy and a high of 87. 67 our low into the evening tonight. 30% chance of showers on the early part of the day. High 86. 40% chance of rain overnight. Low 68 for Tuesday night. Then a 90% chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday's forecast. And the winds will pick up to 24 miles per hour. Things will be switching out. We've got a low 46 on Wednesday night and a high 58 by Thursday. Currently 66, ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Go to wattscopy.com. Love talking about Honda BMW. Was in there Friday. Talking with Ben Quattrone.
Did you bring your spaghetti and drop it on the floor and eat it?
Did not. Could okay. have. It was working. The floor is beautiful on the BMW side. But Honda BMW, where they sell your Hondas and your BMWs, of course, invite you to come to Savoy Street Fest, which will be this Sunday.
Okay.
Ben wanted me to remind everybody that Honda BMW, one of the big sponsors of this, and Triptych Brewing.
Nice.
Savoy Fall Street Fest, Sunday, October 14, noon to 6, at Triptych Brewing, which is by HMD Academy of Taekwondo.
That's right.
Over there, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And just across the street for Honda. Triptych Brewing will be showing off their new brewery to the public. A few of the GoSavoy.com businesses will be represented vendors in this event. It'll be family-friendly event for all ages. Dragonfly Fire Pizza. I'm reading this without glasses because it's one of those weird things. I can't get close enough because the microphones won't reach. Maze and Kona Ice will be providing food and treats for the event. It's GoSavoy.com for details. Sunday, noon to 6. What do you got the kids doing? You got lots of fun there.
Okay.
Savoy Street Fest this Sunday.
Thank you for that.
7:35. I do have some doobies to give away, but first, before we do that, remember the elevator Jeff Flake thing?
The Supreme Court.
And two women held the door.
A young girl. What are you doing?
Yelling at Jeff Flake.
I was sexually assaulted and nobody believed me. I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter, that they should just stay quiet.
4 minutes.
Because
held the door.
What happened to them?
Jeff Flake, Senator.
You're going to ignore them. That's what happened to me, and that's what you're telling all women in America, that they don't matter. They should just keep it to themselves, because if they have told the truth, you're just going to help that man to power anyway. I mean, when I'm talking to you, you're telling me that my assault doesn't matter, that what happened to me doesn't matter.
All right, so he goes into the Senate and says, you know, I think we ought to look at this another week. And if it matters to you, that woman is a paid employee of George Soros, part of the $80 million resistance. So these community organizers are paid, and probably paid pretty well, to disrupt and to do that. Could have been a very heartfelt thing for all I know, but if it matters to you, she's paid.
Okay.
Changes the whole organic thing.
Yeah.
We saw 1,000 people or so around the Supreme Court.
Are you passionate about it, or are you being paid?
Well, maybe both.
Okay.
But it's a gig. Because you wonder, who has the time to go to the steps of the Supreme Court and just stay there all weekend?
People who are paid.
Okay. Susan Collins, Senator Maine, had not heard her speak more than two words in my life. So she's getting up there in front of the Senate on, I don't know, Friday, I think. I think it's Friday. And I thought she was amazing. It was historic because it was, if she votes no, Kavanaugh does not get in. They already lost Murkowski. Jeff Flake, you really couldn't count on. He'd said, yeah, but he ended up voting yes. And then Joe Manchin decided to go yes because they thought thought they had the votes anyway. Now I can win my election in West Virginia, which is all red for Donald Trump. If I vote no, I lose. So he went and joined her. But had Collins said no, Manchin would not have been the deciding vote, so it would have gone down. So it started, as expected, with this.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Collins, please go.
I had to get Sergeant at Arms up and do that.
The Senator will suspend.
And do quite
Sergeant
a bit.
Sergeant Arms will suspend.
And then once they kind of cleared and got it order, she spoke. This is a few minutes long, but I wanted you to hear how I thought very reasoned, very eloquent, and very historical for Senator Susan Collins, Republican, moderate Republican from Maine.
Our Supreme Court confirmation process has been in steady decline for more than 30 years. One can only hope that the Kavanaugh nomination is where the process has finally hit rock bottom. I have always opposed litmus tests for judicial nominees with respect to their personal views or politics, but I fully expect them to be able to put aside any and all personal preferences in deciding the cases that come before them. Judge Kavanaugh has received rave reviews for his 12-year track record as a judge, including for his judicial temperament. The Senate's advice and consent role was thrown into a tailspin following the allegations of sexual assault by Professor Christine Blasey Ford. The confirmation process now involves evaluating whether or not Judge Kavanaugh committed sexual assault and lied about it to the Judiciary Committee. Mr. President, the Constitution does not provide guidance on how we are supposed to evaluate these competing claims. It leaves that decision up to each senator. This is not a criminal trial, and I do not believe that the claims such as these need to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Nevertheless, fairness would dictate that the claims at least should meet a threshold of more likely than not as our standard. Mr. President, I understand both viewpoints. This debate is complicated further by the fact that the Senate confirmation process is not a trial. But certain fundamental legal principles about due process, the presumption of innocence, and fairness do bear on my thinking, and I cannot abandon them. In evaluating any given claim of misconduct, we will be ill-served in the long run if we abandon the presumption of innocence and fairness, tempting though it may be. We must always remember that it is when passions are most inflamed that fairness is most in jeopardy.
When passions are most inflamed, fairness is most in jeopardy. That's quite incredibly crafted there. She goes on.
Therefore, I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Now, she was headed that way the whole time, but I thought I was going to get Comey'd. James Comey was talking about Hillary Clinton the first time, and it was like, whoa, but she did, oh, whoa, she's in Trump, oh, whoa, not going to do anything, oh. So it was like leading up, they're finally going to do something on this Hillary Clinton email.
Right.
Nah, doesn't raise to that standard. So I thought it to be Comey'd. So I was going to wait till I heard her say she's supporting Brett Kavanaugh. Now the way forward. We'll see what happens in the midterms. It has awakened the Republican Party. There is no doubt. All the polls are suggesting the enthusiasm level of Republicans now matches the Democrats or even surpasses in some. So what does that mean? I guarantee you nobody really knows. You can listen to every pundit you want, see all the polling you want. I just know that without this Brett Kavanaugh hearing, Democrats had a really, really good chance to take the House again. I don't know if they can anymore. And I refuse to believe they're going to take the Senate. I think the Senate will gain seats for the Republicans. That's what I think. Might be wrong. What do you think? 359-2255. You're always welcome to text in. Any thoughts? We'd love to hear from you.
Evidently, a crowdfunding site where activists have begun raising money to defeat Senator Susan Collins in 2020 was inundated with pledges after the speech and has now surpassed $3.5 million.
Bet you Susan got more. I mean, people came out of the woodwork praising her skills and her reasoning. If you want to listen to 44 minutes of good, it's just well thought out. It says, here's the objection. Here's why that's not true. I didn't know. Merrick Garland, right? Merrick Garland, the liberal. He was a guy that President Obama, I think the Senate should have heard him. They didn't. Said it's an election year. So Merrick Garland is the Chief Justice on the Second Circuit, where Brett Kavanaugh served. Merrick Garland and Brett Kavanaugh didn't know this to Susan Collins. Merrick Garland and Brett Kavanaugh have voted 93% the same way. Huh? What's so conservative about Brett Kavanaugh?
Right.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. Anyway, it's a really, really good, I think, moment for the Senate. Best moment for Susan Collins' career, that's for sure. She's on radar, so $3.5 million to fund against her. Good luck. Republicans have way more than that because of that. There is no question. So yeah, go for it. That's what it's about. Go beat her.
That's what it is.
Go beat Susan Collins, who's been there 50 years, however long it's been. It's a
exactly.
Long run. 359-2255. Chime in if you'd like. Any thoughts? Phone or call. Text 359-2255. ESPN 93.5.
Betsy Dirksen Londrigan and her D.C. allies are smearing Rodney Davis on health care. It's a desperate attempt to hide Londrigan's support for government-run health care that threatens our choice of doctors. The truth? Rodney Davis voted to provide strong protections for patients with pre-existing conditions. Rodney's wife is a cancer survivor and a registered nurse, and that's a big reason he's fighting for better health care for all of us.
Here's Shannon Davis.
The attacks on Rodney are just ridiculous. I'm someone with a pre-existing condition and will have that for the rest of my life. The genetic form of cancer that I have can affect our children. They have that chance to have the same type of cancer that I do. Rodney, his ultimate goal is just to make sure that everybody has the health care that they want and the choices and the options that they choose. Rodney's willing to work across party lines to fight for better health care for all of us. It's personal to us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casmere, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
I don't understand. By the way, Susan Collins is only 65.
Right.
I think she's been there 30
something.
Looks
like 30? She got in office in 97.
Oh, 20. Okay. I thought longer. Okay. I don't get the 20 killed in a limo crash in upstate New York. They're in a limousine. They're going to, like, have some fun. There's four sisters. Ugh.
Oh, no.
They run a stop sign, a red light or something, ram an SUV, and all 20 died. How can they all die?
Wow.
20 killed in limo crash, 18 in the limo, and two on the street. But isn't it unusual that in an accident so horrific that everybody dies? I mean, somebody survives, right?
Deadliest transportation accident since 2009, it says.
I didn't see anything more except maybe it exploded? Man, so sad. Our prayers there, man. I mean, four sisters in the same, they were celebrating the youngest sister's birthday.
18 in the limo, including the driver, all killed.
Again, they just don't always die. Like, I mean, a few, but 18?
Wow.
20 total? All right, here we go. Sports headlines, 7:47.
All right, we had Milwaukee beat Colorado 6-0 to win that part of the series. Who's up next? Well, we'll be finding out. Atlanta beat the Dodgers 6-5 yesterday, forcing game four today around 3:30. LA leads that series 2-1. Houston will have the early game today as the Astros lead the series 2-0 over Cleveland at this point. And then the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox at 1-1 have a game early this evening. We also have some NFL action to watch tonight. Washington is at New Orleans.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on, Drew. I scared you.
I was focused on what I was reading.
New Orleans hosting the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are 2-1. Saints are 3-1. So can Drew Brees get a 201 total yards? He's done that like every game except four in the last 5 years. So good chance there.
I know that came up on Friday with that conversation with Coach Mike Ditka and Johnny, of course, being a Saints fan too. And of course, when I first went down to Louisiana for my radio career, Coach was coaching the Saints.
He was there for a few years, I think three in the late 90s.
That's right.
So anyway, we'll be tuned in for that one as the New Orleans Saints.
When I was popping around this weekend, though, people bringing up the conversation with Ditka.
Good.
And it's been podcasted, ESPNCU.com, if you'd like to revisit
that. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, we're on Friday. And, feel free. We'll see if we can do it again this Friday. I've got to do some phone calling here.
And in case you missed it, Rutgers in Illinois with Illinois on top.
It was
feels better.
Well, we were losing 7-3, I think. And at that point, I'm just like going, okay, whatever. If we can't be, I've got that.
Right.
And then we started doing that, and it's 24-14 at the half. It's 24-7, and they scored seven on a nice drive before half. And then we came out and just did some better things. You just, By the eye test, though, we're just better. There's no question we're better. Can we win a game now that we're maybe not supposed to, and probably the rest of them we won't be supposed to win? I mean, maybe Minnesota home, I don't know. But the point is, I think we're competitive with everybody from here on out. I mean, at Nebraska, they're awful, but it's at Nebraska, and they're licking their chops at us. We're better. There's a chance we could beat Nebraska at Nebraska, because they're not very, they're 0-5 or something. And I think, you know, at Wisconsin will be tough, but again, what the heck? If nothing to lose. A.J. Bush played, and he's definitely a run-first quarterback, but he threw a touchdown pass as well, and he can run. The guy can run. Mm-hmm. Hit over 200 total yards passing and rushing, 140 yards rushing. Reggie Corbin, breakaway touchdown, 140 yards rushing, something like that. Mike Epstein had a breakaway touchdown. It was a good win. Now, can we get over the hump on a game that maybe we had 2 years ago when we won our last one, Michigan State at home? That was a good win. Purdue would be a good win. We'll have a homecoming crowd. It'll be, I'm sure, over 40,000. It's homecoming. Scott Altman, the astronauts, the grand marshal, the homecoming parade.
Nice.
Diane will be driving.
Yes, the radio van. And
with the Oskies.
Providing some music for them and announcements as they dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you got to hand out candy on this.
You're supposed to hand it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miss Illinois, Grace Kachaturian, will be in with probably the BMW convertible Ben's going to let me drive.
Excellent.
So looking forward to that Friday night. I don't know what the weather looks like this weekend. I think it's okay. Cold. Chillier.
Right.
High 65 on Friday, maybe?
I can take a peek. Yeah. It looks like sunshine and a high 56 expected during the day on Friday. Friday night, low around 37.
Ooh, okay.
Partly cloudy. And a chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy with a high 56 for Saturday.
Going to feel like fall.
It is.
All right. Know if your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation services are clean, you're going to have flu season upon us. CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, has advanced technology that applies cleaning, coating, and disinfectants more effectively. It's easier, and it's going to kill the flu bug. Why wouldn't you call Betsy and Brad Parks? Nearly 50 years of experience in the janitorial supply industry. They got safe products, they got great products, and effective products. 359-6262 or cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. Let's check your weather now, ESPN 93.5.
High around 87 expected today, down to around 67 this evening, partly cloudy conditions. 86 the high tomorrow, starting out sunny, then a 20% chance of rain after 1, 30% chance of showers overnight, low 68 on Tuesday night. Wednesday we've got an 80% shot at showers. High 76, low 46, and that's where things will switch up as we expect fall conditions later on in the week. High 60 on Thursday, 56 the high on Friday. Right now the temperature's at 65, ESPN 93.5.
And not too late to get into that tailgating from El Toro. If you want to go to ESPNCU.com, you fill out a form, and you might win the tailgate taco bar and margaritas for 10 people from El Toro, including tacos, rice, beans, salsa, and margaritas. I've had Victor's tailgate before. We're talking soft tacos, the soft burritos.
Yeah.
So good.
I love it.
We're going to announce Thursday who wins, and for all I know, because I haven't checked, you might be the only one.
Well, there you go. ESPNCU.com. Get in the ring to win. It'll be given away on Thursday.
Tailgating for the Illini-Purdue game. It's one of those good ones because we can tailgate a little. It's a 2:30 kickoff. Lots of time to do all of the festivities as we like to do, and it feels like it's going to be kind of fall-ish.
That's right.
Which will be fun. It's no fun to have to eat at 9 a.m. It's nice to kind of wake up and kind of get over there.
Yeah.
Still have plenty of hours.
Agreed.
And again, 2:30 is a big boy game, big boy time. Purdue coming in, 10-point favorites in my backyard.
What?
I could do a Knute Rockne for you. I could really give you a good one on this one. They're laughing at you right now, boys. They came over here expecting one thing. Victory and dinner. What? Not in my house. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not ever!
I love it.
7:54. Somehow I don't think I'm going to get a call on that.
Go Illini.
A few texts in, 359-2255. What do we have?
Okay, so Mike was commenting about the Pee Wee football team in St. Joe heading to Memorial Stadium Sunday for the championship game after undefeated season.
What's Pee Wee football? I wonder what age that is.
Young.
I mean, fifth grade, sixth grade.
And then he also made a comment that if the one senator had to fly back from his daughter's wedding to confirm Kavanaugh, Collins' vote would not have mattered, right?
No, it wouldn't have worked because it right now you'd lost Murkowski. You couldn't lose their triangle. You had Flake, Murkowski, and Collins. You had to have two. So had it been Susan Collins, no. Joe Manchin wasn't going to vote yes if he's the deciding vote. If it had gone 50-50, Mike Pence would have broken the tie. So without Collins, it's 51-49 against, even with the senator from Montana. So it had you had to have Collins to make 50, and then that's where Manchin said, okay, I'm in, that's 51.
Mm-hmm.
So without Collins, Manchin never would have been the decider. He's a Democrat, no way.
But then Mike says her speech was very exceptional and right on target.
Yeah, really, 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 really good.
So thanks for playing that.
Yeah, and it's 44 minutes, and I was in my car. I watched it on my phone sitting at a parking lot of the iHotel.
Chris saying freedom and democracy won this weekend. Time for a red wave. And then we also got a comment from Paul saying, Stevie, how do you know the women yelling at Jeff Flake were paid by George Soros? I agree with you, but how did you establish the connection?
It's been reported. You can go search it.
Okay.
Go search it on and she admitted it. She was on like CNN and said, yeah, I'm part of that.
Okay.
So but go look it up yourself. Don't believe me.
Uh-huh.
Anything you hear anywhere, you
sure.
gotta confirm and go find it. Because you got to get your own info and make
right.
sure it's accurate.
And various sources.
And various
too.
Sources, exactly. Hey, today.
Join All-American linebacker and Big Ten Network analyst Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Jeremy and Jay will talk Illinois and Big Ten football all season long each Monday morning. He's Illini True Orange and Blue. Jay Layman each Monday on ESPN 93.5, powered by Storage 309, First Mid Bank, Dogtown Heating and Air, and Farmers Insurance, Dennis Starkey. Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems.